What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Texas, an attempted car theft goes wrong for the car thief when he finds someone is waiting for him inside the car. In Connecticut, a pastor is accused of selling crystal meth, and we're going to give you the details on that in these stories and so much more coming at you today, Monday, February 19th on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm, once again, not Woody Overton.
Who are you?
He is still missing in action. I'm actually a combination of Mike and Woody today. I'm going to do
Mike Overton.
Woody's stories as Woody and Mike's stories as Mike.
There you go.
We can tell you that we do know the secret location where Woody is. We just can't give it out. And that he is neither sick and dying, nor has he left the country with someone. So he will be back next episode, but he is not with us today.
So we're going to jump right into some crime time for Monday.
Manic Monday,
that's right. A Texas man was shot to death after breaking into a truck while the owner was asleep inside with a rifle in reach. Deputies responded to the scene of a shooting overnight at an apartment complex in North Houston. The owner of a truck awoke to find another man inside the vehicle, having broken in, and the owner, well, he opened fire with his AR-15 that was sitting in his lap. That's right. The thief did die at the scene, and that thief was armed with pistols. Deputies say the man only happened to be sleeping inside of his truck that night because he'd gotten in a fight with his girlfriend. They got in a little argument. She said, "You're not sleeping in the house." And
that's a big argument because the couch is for little arguments.
That's right.
Get out in your car is for big.
Sleep in your car. Yeah, he had a big argument. So it's likely the accused thief didn't notice there was anyone inside the truck when he opened the door. They shouldn't be out there doing it in the first place. I don't believe that he realized that the reportee was sleeping in this truck before it was too late. That from Police Sergeant Ben Ball. Deputies said at least three other vehicles appeared to have been broken into before the accused thief targeted that truck. Officials did not say if charges would be brought against the truck owner. I don't see how you can in a case where the guy was armed and he breaks into your vehicle and you just so happen to be sleeping in there. And, you know, wow, did he have some bad luck that night?
Yeah, that was not a good choice of car. I can't believe he wouldn't have seen the guy. How do you not see the
guy? Maybe the guy was laying in the back seat. I mean, I'm sure he was probably laying in the back seat. And the guy, you know, you look in the front seat, it's dark. You open the door. And you're focused on the front seat, maybe going through the console, and all of a sudden you got an AR-15 pointed up your nose.
Well, sure, he didn't see him, because if he would have seen him, he probably would have seen the AR and would have decided Yeah. It was probably a better
bad idea.
Better other car to target in that lot. So
yeah. So let's talk about the charges for a second though. Do you think any charge can be brought against this guy? I don't think so.
Not in Texas.
Not in Texas. Yeah. That's right. So they have stand your ground law there for sure.
Yeah, no, that's I don't think that gets 5 minutes worth of attention in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. And my personal opinion is if the guy was armed and he breaks in your car and you shoot him, that's kind of his fault.
I'd say that's open and shut.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. So there you go, right out of Houston, North Houston.
North Houston. Well, we're going to go to Nigeria.
That's far from North Houston.
It is. It's a long drive from North Houston. But this is a story about a romance scammer, and he sort of walks us through. He's reformed now. He walks us through.
He's reformed?
The tricks of the trade. Yeah. So right. Rippling biceps, short blonde hair, and a military uniform was the mask of choice for Christopher Maxwell. During 5 years as a romance scammer, Christopher, who's now 24, posed as an American army man to prowl social media platforms and dating sites in search of victims. He successfully tricked up to 50 women into sending him more than $80,000. The self-confessed reformed scammer revealed the deceptive and cruel tricks he used to seduce women across the English-speaking world from the UK to the US, Canada, and Australia. Christopher, who is using a pseudonym and now works as a consultant at a fraud-busting group called Social Catfish, started scamming in 2016 as a way of making some extra money during his second year of college in Nigeria. I had no money and my family was broke, so I had to do something. I chose to go into scamming. Oh, okay. Interesting career choice, Christopher. I know people might not understand, but I'm a professional and it was my full-time job. It took months to get to that level, like training for any other job. Once I got the job, I scammed every day. Christopher says he used a 40-page Bible for scammers in Nigeria entitled How to Make a White Woman Fall in Love with You from Online Chat. It's a long but catchy title, Jim.
Yeah, it is.
The book, which has now been removed from most online stores, thankfully, offers a step-by-step guide for romance scammers with scripts of romantic phrases, conversation starters, and questions that it promises will make vulnerable people fall head over heels in love with you. It says the types of women who are easier to get and who will fall in love with you ASAP without much stress are those over the age of 40. It says they are working, hence they have the money you need. Also, being single at 40, they're eager for love. Once the target is identified, the playbook instructs scammers to do their research before chatting up their client. You'll want to find out everything you can before chatting with her, as this will help later on. Check her social media bio for information. It can be her hobbies, her pets, her job, passions, if she has kids, where she lives, what she loves, etc., etc. Just take out a pen and paper and list all of them next to her name. For the opening message, the book recommends complimenting women on their activities or what they enjoy and asking a question relating to it. It says, you want to go gentle and different. Don't send her a simple hi message. Send something that will make her like you from the very first text message. Something that will make her open your message and her heart to you. Once the conversation is flowing, the book says, make it about her. It says Western women like talking about themselves. They will think you care and will fall in love with you. Next, it instructs the criminals to compliment women using one of 60 suggested phrases, such as, I can't believe I found someone like you, or your mind is just as sexy as your beauty.
Oh my God.
Women are more susceptible to messages at night, it claims. Get to know her time zone and text her around 10 p.m. Night is when you can easily get her to fall in love with you. You will have her full attention, and if the chat goes well, she will sleep thinking about you. Scammers are told to take their time in asking for money and make sure that they build the victim's trust first. Spend days talking about random things. It can be time-consuming, but it's totally worth it. When it comes to asking for money, ask without looking like you are asking. When she asks you about your day, you can tell her it was bad and then tell her that you're broke, that you're behind on your mortgage, that your mortgage company is going to kick you out, or your landlord's going to kick you out, and you've exhausted every means to get money. He primarily targeted women in their 50s and 60s who appeared to be recently divorced or widowed. I can take advantage of that. The dating apps make it easy because you can set your interest on your profile to a particular age, and it brings up people in that age group. His profile showed pictures of a man he had found online who was in the army, and he told women he was an American and had been deployed to Afghanistan, sometimes to Israel or Korea. He would wait until he had gained their trust before asking for money. He says it would depend on the victim how long I waited to ask for the money. I've gotten money in 3 days, but sometimes it can take a month or more. His biggest windfall came from a 61-year-old American woman, he says, who sent him a total of $30,000 during their six-month relationship. However, she used Social Catfish, which is the company this guy now works for, and was able to track him down after she found out it was a scam. When he was confronted by the woman whose life he had ruined, he says he felt terrible and is happy he no longer has to scam to make a living. So her catching him is what scared him straight, I guess you could say. The National Crime Agency says that the majority of romance scams originate from fraudsters in West Africa. Nigeria and Ghana in particular are the countries that that most of these fraudsters are from. Christopher reveals that the biggest tell that you're speaking to a scammer is if they won't show their face via video conference call. Avoid anyone who says they cannot meet because they are in the military or live overseas. He also says if they confess love too quickly and demand the same in return, it's surefire that it is a scam.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
My allergies are throwing my whole morning off. Do I sound different to you?
I love it. You sound like, it's that time of year there, bro.
I sound different to me. I feel like I'm in a submarine.
Yeah, well, have you tried AstroPro? It's faster, bro. Oh. All right. AstroPro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. AstroPro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength, indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Hey, I use this. And you should too, Jim. Last weekend, I planted my garden, and it's that time of the year, and my allergies really kicked up with it, right? I use AstroPro every time my nasal allergies flare up, and I'm always amazed at how fast I'm back in the game, down on those rows, planting my stuff.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. AstroProAllergy.com. It's faster, bro. Uses directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
AstroPro and go.
You guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. Cool. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book, as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different. And in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house. And when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard. And when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with my life in a book is simple, and in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today. We'll go back to Florida, and a Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission filed felony and misdemeanor charges against 8 people after a multi-year investigation, and they discovered that this group was illegally trafficking venomous and unlawful snakes.
Nice.
Yep. Not many people like snakes, especially Indiana Jones.
That was a Woody story. Woody was going to do a story on snakes.
Yeah, he refused to do it when he saw it. But I think it's pretty good. The investigation kicked off in 2020 after receiving reports and complaints about a black market that is used for the sale and purchase of highly dangerous venomous reptiles in Florida. Fish and Wildlife said the illegal sale, purchase, transport, and caging of these snakes poses a significant threat to the public. That's obvious. It also threatens the long-term well-being of state wildlife populations. The other concern is that if the animals were to escape, they could easily thrive and breed given Florida's subtropical climate. That's the main issue in my mind.
And you see them, you see all the time where, you know, Miami-Dade cops are having to get, you know, Burmese pythons out of neighborhoods.
Well, and those are, you know, they are in the Florida swamps and all of those sorts of things. But when I read you some of these snakes, you definitely don't want these getting loose in Florida. The investigation uncovered nearly 200 snakes made up of 24 different species from seven different regions across the globe. They were purchased or sold by undercover agents with the FWC. Some of the species sold include the Bushmaster, the rhinoceros viper, the African bush viper, Gabon viper, the green mamba, the eyelash viper, and here's a few that you may be more familiar with. How about the spitting cobra, a forest cobra, and some what's known as saw-scale vipers? All of these highly venomous. I know the green mamba will kill you with one bite, period. You're done. Some of these snakes are among the most dangerous in the world, Major Randy Boland said of the Florida Wildlife Commission. Florida's rules and regulations are in place to protect the public from these tragedies from occurring. A substantial portion of the illegal activity was conducted on specialized websites or closed social media pages. The dark web, essentially. Once the deals were arranged, in-person meetings were set up to conduct the transactions, and some of the people who were involved include wholesale dealers who imported large shipments of non-native venomous snakes from multiple countries across the globe. Agents secured search warrants for many of the social media accounts and worked in conjunction with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. The actions of individuals such as the ones charged today make our jobs harder. That from the medical director and investigator in Florida on this case. One of the 8 individuals arrested was Timothy Gould. He's 38 of Central City, Pennsylvania. Gould is a well-established wildlife transporter, and he had 27 illegal snakes in his possession when he was arrested. During this investigation, officers saw and heard disturbing evidence of widespread illegal activity, not the least of which were individuals who indicated that they were releasing or planning to release prohibited reptiles into native habitats to establish an accessible wild breeding population.
For what freaking purpose?
I guess to resell.
I don't know. Is this like the evolution of adrenaline junkies? I mean, it's like the people that own pit bulls
nothing wrong with pit bulls.
Well, I think.
Remember, you already got attacked like crazy over that. I know a lot of people that have pit bulls and have no problems.
I think there are a lot of people that have them that do have problems, and they're also kind of like a gateway drug to some of these.
Oh my God!
Some
you're
going to
get
snakes.
So roasted.
You need a sweet Brussels Griffon in your house, but
get torn up.
Okay, but this is. But I mean, I can't believe people are. But that's a pet, a rhino viper. I mean, how big is a freaking rhino viper?
I mean, look, I don't know how big they are. I would imagine it's not really the size, it's the venom. I mean, you can have like a small snake that one bite will kill you, but, it'd be kind of, it's weird to say, but it'd be kind of cool to have a cobra in a cage. No, dude. I mean, play with it. It'd be neat to watch, you know? How many people go to zoos and they go through the snake part and they got them in the aquariums, and there's lots of poisonous snakes in those. People are just infatuated with snakes. I mean, Mike Tyson had a tiger.
That's different.
With.
That's a tiger. His tiger
will bite your freaking head off. Oh, yeah, he's real friendly. Ask the guys from Las Vegas. who were they? Penn and Teller or something?
That was during a different period of Mike's life. He's calm down.
Oh, I agree. But and it was cool when he did it. But I mean,
but you see all kinds of videos.
Don Johnson had an alligator.
You see all kinds of videos online of people cuddling with their grizzly bear pet or with a tiger or a lion.
Yeah.
Or a non-venomous snake. I don't see anything. I don't see anybody online on the couch laying down with their spitting cobra or a rhino viper. You know, kissing each other and hugging on that. I mean, these things.
Well, it would be one that you would just want to observe. But I'm not defending it. I don't think anybody should have them either. I'm just saying I could see some individual that was, had an affluent, a lot of money just to waste or whatever. And he wanted a cobra to have in his house because it was cool when his buddies came over. And he said, want to check out my cobra?
I just can't believe there's a market for it. And I can't believe some of these people are trying to breed these things in the wild.
Yeah, that's insane.
I hope
look, because they multiply quick too.
I wonder what Woody would have. Why didn't Woody want to do that story? That would have been, I think, right up Woody's alley doing that story. He probably would have talked about just great ways to just cook those things up and serve them.
He'd say, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you ever hear the phrase equal treatment under the law?
Sure. All the time.
Yeah. Well, this story is about not so equal treatment under the law. It's really pretty tragic. So this occurred up in the Oakland, California area. A millionaire who killed a California father by plowing into him with his car before fleeing the scene has avoided jail by gaming the system, according to prosecutors. Hmm. Piedmont Wealth manager Timothy Hamano, age 67, has been blasted as a, quote, disgusting coward by Angie Bray, who is the widow of the guy he killed, this guy Gregory Turnage, who was only 41. Hamano appears to have evaded justice ever since the May 2021 crash. This happened in May of 2021.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Hamano pleaded no contest to charges of felony vehicular manslaughter and fleeing the scene of an accident on Tuesday. So he just pleaded on Tuesday. He's accused of plowing the white Lexus into a parked car in Oakland, striking Turnage as he walked along the sidewalk. Hamano is accused of fleeing that scene and, believe it or not, leaving his own wife in the passenger seat with an inflated airbag in his car. So he left his wife in his car, left the dying guy in the sidewalk, and walked away from the scene.
Right.
Prosecutors said he even approached Turnage as he lay dying on the sidewalk, but instead of calling emergency services, he just turned away and walked. The guy didn't even call 911. Oakland police issued an arrest warrant for Hermano the day after the crash, and he turned himself in to police. Cops obtained restaurant receipts indicating that he had been drinking before the crash, but prosecutors did not have enough evidence to charge him with driving while intoxicated. Vadim Nabuchin, who is the lawyer representing Turnage's family, said Hermano's attorney have been deliberately delaying proceedings for almost 3 years so that he could avoid jail. Hermano originally paid $125,000 bail back in August of 21, meaning he's been able to spend the past 4 years, 3.5 years on home detention in his apartment wearing an ankle monitor. Court documents show his wife recently filed for divorce. When he entered his plea last week, Alameda County Superior Judge Kimberly Colwell said she would likely give him 6 years in jail, which is the maximum term for a manslaughter conviction. But defendants usually serve only half of that term under California law. If you do that calculation, Hermano only has 3 months left on the manslaughter sentence.
Because, well, that would assume that he got all his good time and all that sort of stuff.
Well, they count the time served with the ankle monitor on house arrest within that that sentence. And the norm is to cut the sentence in half. And so the judge not only said he could spend his that she was going to apply that that precedent, but that he could spend the remaining time, which is just a few months, under house arrest rather than having to go to jail at all. So this guy will have committed manslaughter, killed this guy, walked away from the scene, left his own wife in the car, and never actually spent a day in jail.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty mind-blowing. So that the lawyer went on to say that the judge would have jailed Hermano sooner if he had entered a plea any earlier. So I don't exactly understand how the system works to where he could be out on bail but not have to enter a plea, an official plea for 3 years, but he didn't. He adds that the case has set a disturbing precedent. The case sends a very clear message. If you're drunk, you are driving, and you kill someone, run away. It's way better for you. Well, in this particular case, that certainly ends up having been true. Turnage's widow, Angie Bray, said she has moved out of Oakland's Glenview neighborhood so that her young son would not have to walk past the scene of his father's death on the way to school. That's certainly understandable. She blasted Hermano as a disgusting coward in the wake of the judge's decision to leave him on house arrest. For over the last 2.5 years, I've attended every hearing, she wrote on her Facebook account. And over these last 2.5 years of attending, I've had to helplessly sit and watch hearing after hearing be continued for a total of 16 continuances. How's that happen? The defense knew they needed to run out a 3-year clock in order for Hermano to evade any real accountability, and the complacency and apathy of the courts and the DA's office assisted in their success. The man that killed Greg, that's her husband, while he was on a walk on Mother's Day in 2021 is literally getting away with murder and will not spend a single day in jail.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know why it would take 3 years to enter a plea. Normally, you enter a plea right at the beginning. I mean, 16? When you're charged, you enter a plea, and then you go. I could see going through years of back and forth, and then agreeing to a manslaughter charge. You know, when you were charged with a higher crime, and you do a plea bargain,
but 16 continuances. So. Look, I hate to say it.
That's but crazy.
This guy was a wealthy money manager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, money, power, you know, gives you the ability to influence some of these things. I mean, this is just so blatantly unfair. I mean, justice is not – how that judge is not able to – if the maximum sentence is 6 years, why do they automatically cut it in half? Especially knowing what's – I know, but – I don't know. It just seems so unbelievably unfair that this woman gets no justice for what this guy did to her husband. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we're going to go to Tennessee, and a Tennessee woman has been found guilty of killing a friend who had been given custody of her two children. On Monday, a jury in Johnson City, Tennessee, found Annette Harvey, 54, guilty of premeditated first-degree murder, aggravated burglary, and commission of a felony in the 2021 stabbing death of a psychology professor named Robin Leonard, who was 50. The jury deliberated for only 3 hours. Harvey stabbed Leonard at her home multiple times on January 18th of 2021. Leonard was taken to a local hospital and died of her injuries 11 days later. Harvey fled the scene but was arrested later that day. Harvey is scheduled to be sentenced on May 1st and faces life in prison. She was also fined $125,000. Her attorney argued that she had been suffering from a mental health crisis when she attacked Leonard, but was unable to get help from anyone. Annette Harvey did not have the sound of mind to think her way into the commission of a crime, defense attorney Don Spurl told the jury. Yeah, bullshit. Before the stabbing, Leonard had been given temporary custody of Harvey's children when Harvey was sent for a mental evaluation. After Harvey got out of the hospital, she kidnapped her children from Leonard and tried to take them to the home of her former pastor, who turned her away. Police were called and the children were returned to Leonard, who moved the children to another location for safety. And then on the morning of January 18th, 2021, Harvey showed up at Leonard's house with a knife and a struggle ensued and Leonard was stabbed. When Harvey left the home, Leonard called 911 and told the dispatcher that Harvey had attacked her. Leonard's family was grateful for the verdict, and they thanked the DA office for really hard work on behalf of her sister so that she can have justice.
Well, this is highly unlikely in the world of dumb criminals, but we're going to the exact same little town in Florida where Friday's dumb criminal committed his dumb crime.
Very unlikely.
A little place called Lady Lake, Florida. Where
Lady Lake.
Some, becoming like I don't Pinellas know, something's in the water and local residents are losing their minds. So listen to this one. A serial shoplifter in a motorized shopping cart was apprehended after fleeing Home Depot in Lady Lake. Yes, that's right. This is the same place that our genius 39-year-old fighter with the handicap sticker got arrested. What the F is going on in Lady Lake? Well, Violet Rose Gardner, 57, of Lady Lake, was riding in a store-provided motorized shopping cart on Thursday afternoon when she caught the eye of a store loss prevention officer. Moments later, Gardner was seen allegedly placing a Bluetooth speaker in her purse and then adding an electrical socket to her bounty. Strange items. Gardner, still traveling in the motorized shopping cart, then made her move to escape. She made the move we've all been tempted to make at some point. She motored into the sparsely populated area of all Home Depots, the garden shop. And once there, she scanned her path and put the cart's pedal to the metal, charting a beeline to the parking lot. But this particular Home Depot loss prevention officer didn't just fall off a turnip truck. He had remained at a distance, watching Gardner's every move until it became his time to pounce. He intercepted her cart just as it crossed over into the lot. The loss prevention officer then asked Gardner to return inside with him. Gardner handed over the stolen merchandise, but then in a surprise move, she jumped off the mobility scooter and sprinted further into the lot towards a vehicle that lay in waiting. The vehicle appeared to be her getaway car and had a female driver at the wheel at the ready. but in pursuit of her was Lady Lake Florida's version of Denzel Washington in The Equalizer. A loss prevention officer like few before him. The officer was simply too fast for Gardner, and as he gained on her rapidly, she realized her effort was futile, and she yelled to her getaway car driver, "Get away!" Guess what? That's why they call them
getaway drivers.
And so she yelled, "Get away!" And tires screeched as the 2006 Malibu with Gardner's friend behind the wheel began to drive away. However, she was stopped minutes later by police just down the road. The driver said that Gardner had just asked her for a ride to Home Depot and that she had no idea her friend was going to try and rob the place. Gardner had 6 previous theft convictions. Due to her previous criminal history, she was arrested on a felony charge of theft and a misdemeanor charge of resisting a merchant. I guess that's a new one, and that's one down there. She was booked at the Lake County Jail and released after posting $3,500 bond. Apparently, the cops bought the escape driver's story as she got off without being charged. All this for a Bluetooth speaker and an electrical socket.
And a feature on dumb criminals.
Lady Lake, Florida. I think we need a real life, real crime daily field trip to Lady Lake to find out what the hell is going on down there.
Sounds cozy over there, Lady Lake. They stole what?
We haven't had one of those in a while.
We had a little "they stole what" action going on lately, but we have one today. And we're going to go way back, 200 years, as a matter of fact, as a painting of George Washington that dates back to the 1800s was stolen from an Inglewood, Colorado storage unit last month. Police announced that theft on Tuesday and believe the painting was stolen in the middle of the night on January 10th. But the theft wasn't discovered right away. Of course, it's in a storage unit, right? How often do you go to your storage unit? So it's not often that we have historical artifacts or historical art pieces stolen from this city, Inglewood police said. But the portrait had been owned by the family for 50 years and was created in the early 1800s. It's approximately 24 inches by 30 inches, and it's in a gold frame. And police stated that the value is undisclosed and hard to estimate due to its historical significance. It's a fairly heirloom, family heirloom, and they just want it back.
So these people are part of the Washington family? They're related to Washington?
Must be. I mean, it's a family heirloom. Well, or it could be one of their family received it. Could be the artist. It could be someone in their family received it. Maybe they were friends with George Washington, received the painting, and then just it stayed in the family, you know?
Okay, right.
The FBI is partnering with local law enforcement to track down the painting and asking for the public's help in finding that stolen portrait of George Washington. Now, I can tell you that value is pretty high. You're hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe even $1 million for that painting. That's an original.
Why would it be in a storage facility?
I don't know. That is the number one question. It might be safer in a storage facility than in a house, really. I mean, they've got those storage facilities, those LifeLock storage facilities or whatever that are 10 feet, you know, there's tallest skyscrapers. They're pretty safe up in there, man. That's like a vault. But if I had that sort of art, would keep that proudly displayed somewhere.
Well, and
my house
it
or
sound,
in my office.
Okay, so it's such a rare item. Certainly not an item somebody who's just robbing shit out of a storage facility would expect to find. It sounds like there's some kind of inside jobby here because was stolen from a storage facility. Somebody had to know it was there.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Or they just broke in.
Could be somebody in George's family who's pissed.
Could be one of them people from Storage Wars.
It could be them. I don't know.
That's a great show. Storage Wars. Shout out.
It is. Or they fight over the value of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one would have probably been worth a lot. I don't know. There's more to that. I have to follow that one closely. That's a good one.
Well, there you go.
George Washington portrait.
George Washington. All right, you got to do the Woody thing.
Oh, my God.
I had to do it Friday.
Oh, my God.
There you go. What is it, Mike? We doing Kink and Crown?
Woody is missing out. But audience, you are not. This can only happen in Pinellas County. Did you ever see Frozen? You a fan of Frozen?
I've seen it. You have daughters.
So I mean,
I wouldn't call myself a fan. But
you probably had to do the movie.
Oh, yes.
So I don't
love
even,
Frozen.
Okay, so do you know who the Olaf character was?
Yeah.
So I've seen this character before, but I couldn't have given you his name. But Olaf is the character's name. Oh, my God. This is hard to believe. A Florida man was arrested Tuesday after being caught having sex with a stuffed animal inside of Target. Witnesses told police they saw Cody Meter, 20-year-old, take a large Olaf doll from Frozen off the store shelves at a St. Pete location and begin to dry hump the toy.
Oh, my gosh.
The police report claims Meter ejaculated on the Olaf doll and then put it back on the shelf before he selected a large unicorn stuffed animal. Instead, I guess sex with Olaf isn't that great. So he upgraded to a large unicorn, which he began to have sex with that large stuffed unicorn immediately after that.
Jeez.
Meter was taken into custody while in the store and admitted to doing, quote, stupid stuff. Yeah. He was arrested and charged with criminal mischief. The Olaf and unicorn stuffed animals were removed from the store. And they say destroyed.
I would bet they were. I don't think they're going to try to clean those off and put them back on the shelf.
Oh, my God.
That is.
That's Target. There had to
be the most bizarre.
There had to be some surveillance video of this if it happened in Target.
Oh, there had to be. I mean, all of those mass shopping, you know, your Targets, your Walmarts, Kmart's, if they're still around, they have top notch security cameras. Don't let it fool you. I mean, 360 degree stuff that'll zoom in on a
what has you know, happened in a 20 year old from Pinellas County's life that puts him inside of a Target dry humping Olaf from Frozen.
You got me, but that is kinky, way kinky. So there it is. That is your kinky crime.
My God.
For Monday.
So bad.
Ooh, Olaf.
Poor Olaf.
Mike, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know what Olaf shampoos his coat with to get that out, but hopefully if they did if they didn't destroy him, they cleaned him up. But
yeah.
Happy to get our captain back for the next episode.
Possible.
Odds are good.
Odds are good.
Unless there's been a board action. I'm not aware of any action.
Don't start that.
Well, you know, he's done some shit. Action. He's done some shit. But usually the board wants to be public about punishments and such. So I don't think he's run into trouble with them. But you never know. Confident he will be back.
Yeah. All right.
We'll let you know on social.
We'll let you know. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
Oh, I'm going to do peace again with you. And I'm Mike Agavino.
For real life, real crime daily, peace.
Eglets.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.